Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Pop Culture Stars. This is Dr. John, and boy, it's great to have everybody with us as we're ending up November with a bang and getting ready to head into December 2018. It's been a great year. It really has been, and we've got our regular crew on tonight and one of our very favorite guests. So first of all, introducing the crew, Papa Stro, how are you doing tonight?
Doing wonderful. How are you all?
Oh, boy. We're great. We're great. It's an exciting time. Glad to have you, Papa Stro. It really is. And Papa Stro, here in my adopted hometown of Camden, I met some folks. They have a film festival. I'm going to hook you up with them. They're excited about finding out more about the mice. That great, great documentary that's flying around all over the country. So I'll be hooking you up with those folks here in about 2 weeks. They're excited to get to those updates. And David, curmudgeon at large, how are you, Dave?
I'm doing good. I hope everybody else is.
Okay. Well, we allowed.
We're great.
Yeah, we allowed.
Guess we're looking for a bigger report, right?
What an ovation, Dave! That was awesome. Standing room only.
Wow.
Just getting
exactly.
Us started. Getting us started.
That's right. That's right.
Bring on the eggnog. I'm ready.
That's right. So, Todd, how you doing tonight?
No, I am sitting here in ice cold Indianapolis. Actually, we were the same temperature up here this morning at 4:45 a.m. as you guys were down there in Jacksonville outside Camp Lejeune. But I am outstanding. It's supernatural. I'm just happy to be here.
We're glad to have you here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know this lady, she is one of our favorite people here on Pop Culture Stars. I would like to introduce the one, the only, Liz Allred, the Queen of Glitter and Sparkle. Queen of Glitter and Sparkle, Liz, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fantastic, guys. I'm so glad to be back in the ring. I've missed you guys terribly.
Good.
Oh, the queen. She's your queen.
Well, I should update you guys. I haven't had a chance to tell you guys, but I have legally changed my last name now. My last name reflects my marriage, so I'm no longer an Allred. I'm a Brackett.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
You remember that movie, Coming to America, with a guy singing, She's
yes.
Your Queen? Oh, yeah. That's
it's the best
love
movie. I love it.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. I know that's a wonderful thing, and you're proud and excited, and we're proud and excited for it. And you're up there, so
absolutely.
Everybody knows you're in Raleigh, North Carolina, aren't you?
I am indeed. But let's not get it twisted now. I mean, we've been married for almost 6 years, but I had to get my license renewed, and I was like, well, I'm not paying twice to get my license, so might as well just change my last name now. So, yes, it's romantic, but no, it's not. It's frugal at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Money can't be measured.
Just an update.
Well,
okay.
All right.
We're glad to have you. Let's see. What's on docket is the Charles Dickens Festival and the Camden, South Carolina Comic Con coming up this weekend at beautiful historic Camden. And just lots of great things this holiday season. We'll be doing our plugs at the end of the show here. And what I would like to do, we've got a wonderful guest. The Krampus. We know who the Krampus is. The Krampus, as I said, if you look at St. Nicholas and go 180 degrees away, you've got Krampus, because St. Nicholas is trying to take care of the good little boys and girls and give them something wonderful for Christmas. Krampus, on the other hand, is the bad guy who punishes the kids. They've been bad. And
all right. Go Krampus. Yeah.
kind of what it is.
He's a pooper scooper.
That's what it is. So anyway.
Those bratty kids.
As people have explored wanting to run events about the Krampus, they occasionally run into some consternation. They run into some folks that don't like the Krampus. They don't like the whole idea of the Krampus. Now, I'm going to explain how it
the Krampus hurts.
I'm going to tell you how the Krampus is to me, and I think it's the same way it is a lot of people. Bob Kelly, who is the head Krampus, he's down in Charleston. We were running Papa Stro. You remember when we did a night before Comic-Con Christmas up a couple of years ago in Wilmington? You remember that wonderful evening?
Oh, sure do.
I mean, we can never forget it. So you're up there. You are being mean Papa Stro, putting on the night before Comic-Con Christmas. It was really fun. It was great. And I think people enjoyed it a lot.
Who, me? Nah, I wouldn't do that.
you slipped into mean Papa Stro, and it was fun. As you were doing the night before Comic-Con Christmas. However, Rob came out as the mean old Krampus. He was pretty scary looking. And he was a little scary. He was lurking around in the aisles and at the tables, messing with people. And everyone, how ugly. But it was fun. You know, and people took it as a lot of fun. And Rob explained.
I see him gave one guy a wedgie.
Well, that's true. That's true. I remember that now.
Mean rascal.
Remember Pop. And so the whole point was, the Krampus was explained to me as the polar opposite of St. Nicholas. And I looked at Rob Kelly dressed up as the Krampus, and I said, what a great, we've got a good evil pair working with us. We've got Santa Claus, we've got the Krampus. And I thought it was fun. Now, fast forward to a couple weeks ago, we were doing caricatures at the Dixon Holiday in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And so I noticed, I met a couple of, it just so happened, two Army guys and their fiancés came by to get a picture. And they were talking how they had been in Germany for a couple of years. I said, what do they think about the Krampus? And one guy just couldn't wait. He said, oh, my goodness, the Krampus is what it is in Germany. It's another excuse for a drinking holiday. And I said, oh, I mean, we got St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick was a good man. But we got St. Patrick's Day. We've got those drinking holidays. Memorial Day has a lot to do with having time. It's a lot of fun. And Memorial Day does have a lot of meaning. But, you know, we do have a lot of holidays that have become festivals in and of themselves. But we do have people that get very offended at the idea of the Krampus, and I think we'll just leave it at that. And what I wanted to talk about tonight is what you think about the idea of what's become very much a comic character. You know, as I said, kind of a bad guy comic character, name a bad guy character, the Joker, or somebody else. And what do we think about people's negative reactions to the actual presentation of Krampus? It's something to celebrate interesting things and the First Amendment. Because, you know, I was looking at the Krampus movie. Is the Krampus really a frightening thing? Well, I don't know. But I checked out that movie from last year, Krampus, PG-13. Sounds pretty innocuous to me. It seems like, well, you know, PG-13 a lot. I think most of the world is PG-13. But Scott, I mean, you know, that's a rhetorical question. So anyway, what do you think about objections to a character like the Krampus and censorship of characters like that and the First Amendment? I think that's probably enough to talk about for years. We can do it in a. I'm going to fire the first question about that, and I'd like to have her opinion from the Queen of Sparkle herself, Liz Brackett. So, Liz, what do you think?
Awesome.
Queen.
You know, I kind of sit funny on this one. I feel like, you know, we have an obligation as people to educate people, and I feel like you have to be delicate when there are certain ears that can't quite understand or comprehend. But if you're an adult, then there is no reason whatsoever to get bent out of shape over a character. We watch movies all the time. We watch the news all the time. There's always something negative. So if you have a problem with a character that is created, like, that's on you. That's a part of you that you need to work out. Mostly, that's how I feel about it. Because if they're doing their job the way they're supposed to, you're going to want to hate this character. If the writer wrote a very powerful character and you hate that character, then the writer did their job. Like, that's what it's for. So censorship gets in the way. I think there should be a certain degree of it for, like, let's just say children shouldn't necessarily be exposed if you know that the child would be negatively impacted by it. But other than that, like, I feel like there's no reason why we should have any kind of censorship in that. We're grown-ups, you know? If we want to be entertained mm-hmm. by that, we should be able to be entertained by that.
Mm-hmm.
I
look at it this way. If there's some being or demon out there that's collecting a bunch of kids that act like little bastards, hey, I think the guy ought to be employee of the month.
Leave him cookies and some milk.
I'm going to hire the guy.
Yeah. Look, I'm right there with you. I mean,
it keeps me from having to tear everybody's tail up. You know what I mean? You got Krampus on board. He's walking around. If a kid acts up, he gets stuffed in the bag, and he goes to hell or do whatever the hell he's got to do to set young and straight. I mean, why does Krampus got to be a Christmas tradition? I think the guy ought to be walking around on a daily basis just looking at everybody. You know, it's like, hey, I'm here. Yeah, I'm all for it. And if folks get butthurt over it, what else are they getting? I mean, if you stop and look, the Grinch, for crying out loud, is a similar. And the guy walks around with no clothes on. You know what I mean? Because I was talking about it today. You know, it's the one thing nobody ever mentions is that the dude's naked all the time, you know. And so what does he do? He puts on a Santa Claus outfit that covers up his top, but the bottom half is still there. So, I mean, you know. Nobody ever, you know, if we're going to stretch it out and get all jacked up over a 150-year-old European legend.
Oh, centuries old. More than 150 years, brother.
Yeah. So, I mean, why aren't we getting worked up about the naked Grinch and the dog abuse when he scotch tapes those two sticks to his dog's head? That's animal cruelty. Let's lay this thing down. Let's get all liberal-minded about it if we're going to get tore up in the shorts over it. Oh, man.
Yeah, Krampus is so misunderstood, man. You know, he's been around this long, right? He's hungry. He's probably tired, aggravated, like any of us would. I mean, I'd say give the guy some food, get him laid, and we'll be fine.
That
yeah,
works.
I mean, wouldn't you like to know his side of the story? Like, there's a reason why he was, you know, typecast in a certain way. Like, maybe he was just that weird kid at the end of the street that no one played with, and he didn't know what else to do. So to get attention,
right,
he started swiping people. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe we should get to know him, see his side of the story.
Exactly. Poor guy.
Well, frankly, it goes to show you that the good cop, bad cop routine has been around stinking forever. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Well, you know, it works for Wicked. I mean, everyone
and
wanted to know that the Wicked Witch of the West story, so, you know, they went in and did that, and that was very profitable. I wonder if switching this up and kind of getting that side of it would be not necessarily a bad idea.
Right. Truth be known, Krampus is probably nicer than Santa Claus himself.
Ooh. What if they're brothers?
Well, yeah, look, he's got a bunch of slave labor of elves.
There you
mm-hmm.
go. That's right.
Well, you know, Liz, the Wicked Witch of the West. I can tell you that when I was 4 years old and my parents, it was time for the Wizard of Oz to come on television. I mean, that's ancient. You know, it would come on once
uh-huh.
a year. They sat me down. I cried. I was 4 years old. I was scared to death. And then the next year, my father had a talk with me. He said, son, It's a movie. It's pretend, but you need to watch this and not get scared, because you're going to be right between your mother and me. We're not going to let anything happen to you, but this is the real world. You're going to run into some people like the Wicked Witch of the West. Margaret Hamilton
was
sheerly petrifying. And
who's
so
to say that Dorothy was the real villain, though? Because Dorothy's house landed right on the Wicked Witch of the West's relative, right?
Mm-hmm. She's in possession of stolen goods.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, at a bare minimum, if not out-and-out murder, what's the other one called? Where you kill somebody by accident?
Manslaughter.
There we go. Witch slaughter, whatever, but yeah.
Well, it's like they say, you know, in any event, there are three sides to the story. Your side, my side, and somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. You know, as you're conveying this is what happened to you, obviously in a story like, let's just say, The Wizard of Oz, you're going to be the victim. You were taken from your place. You were dropped somewhere random, and people started to try to attack you. You're not going to take ownership for running or dropping your house, you know, on a witch because you weren't in control of the house. However, on the other side, Dorothy is an intruder coming into someone else's land, smashing their people. You know,
snatched her shoes. You don't do that. You don't
not a
snatch
woman's shoes.
Somebody's shoes when they still got them on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already mad about this.
The corpse wasn't even cold, and the shoes were off the feet.
Mm. I'm calling the law right now.
I'm telling you. I bet half the people upset about the Krampus are proponents of participation medals. They're going to be the same one saying we can't have grades anymore in schools. We're going to pass everyone.
I wonder how they feel about the, was it a Heat Miser? I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Ten Below.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Heat Miser. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. 101. Whatever I touch, melts in my clutch.
That's right. I'm too much.
It sounds like an M&M's commercial. Sounds like an M&M's commercial.
Oh, man.
But Dr. John, I may be speaking out of turn, but I understand that it was a picture that upset some certain folks. And I'm sitting here looking. I've Googled pictures of Krampus and everything, and they do all funny thing about it, it looks almost like Satan and Bigfoot got it on and had a kid, and it looked like Krampus because it's furry like Bigfoot, but it's got all the fork tail and the horns and the tongue and everything like Satan would.
That is,
of course, if Satan actually looks like that. For all I know, Satan looks like George Costanza. How am I supposed to keep up with it?
Don't take this guy
I'm
to Egypt.
Sure
my God, he would freak out.
Like a cross between Rosie O'Donnell and doggone old lady Carter or old lady Clinton.
Yeah.
don't take this guy to Egypt. Oh my God, all the relics. He would freak out in Egypt, man.
Yes. Well, that and I mean, seriously, Greek mythology.
Yeah.
Really. Thing about the fawn and I don't know.
I mean, even in the good book says that the devil was the most beautiful of all the angels. Right.
Ah, there you go. So it could be like Brad Pitt for all we know. Right.
Well,
you know,
I think Jeff Goldblum portrayed him quite well in Mr. Frost, and Jeff Goldblum had the good classic Hollywood look there going for him. And if anyone remembers Mr. Frost, and that was one of
the pretty person is the one you got to look out for.
Exactly. Never fails.
Well, then,
man.
All I can say about that is I'm safe.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's kind of like a derivative, you know, of a goat figure of some type or another. And of course, goats in the whole witchcraft conversation, goats are always one of those pariah beasts.
Could be Tom Cruise.
That, you know.
Yeah. There is one time they are not. Although they are a victim. Think about the chupacabra.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. Eats them up. That's why if somebody asks me if I want a goat, I just go, nah.
Granted, I have one hell of a lawsuit right now.
Up room, yeah.
Well, I'd like to interject with a story that's absolutely frightening and doesn't have anything to do with Krampus or any kind of ugly, weird creature.
Is it a scary story?
I've been doing some research.
Is it a scary story?
Yeah, I've got a really scary story.
He's
going to scare the Krampus out of us.
Well, I might.
I can feel it coming on my leg right now.
Yeah, you love it. If you don't drink water, you get leg Krampus.
Well, here's what happened. I'm doing some research on the hollow earth. All right, if I can laugh. So I'm doing research on the hollow earth, and it turns out that there was a story, a book written, and it was very compelling about the hollow earth. And so what happened was the editor-in-chief of Flying Saucer magazine in 1969 took a large excerpt from that book and published it in his magazine. What is half the 5,000 magazines never showed up. But 750 of those magazines showed up to a book dealer. And the next day, the book dealer was gone, and so were all 750 of the magazines. Now, giving credit that might be a true story, anyway, maybe conspiracy, but it may be true, that is petrifying. If you collect a shipment of magazines that have kind of a strange story, and it seems like the government might not want you to find out about it. All of a sudden, the guy that was supposed to go disappeared, and I checked. The story checked out from several places. And, like, oh my goodness, the guy has disappeared because he received a shipment of magazines to his store. Now, that is frightening. Because, you know, whatever you think about conspiracy theories or not, there's a couple of them that are true. We don't know which ones those are, probably. But when something really bad like that, when someone disappears, their life is gone, you don't know where they've gotten, that is frightening. That is truly frightening, and that's something that you need to worry about. If, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West, Krampus or whatever, I mean, heck, you know, they're scary on the surface, but boy, they're not as scary as someone's life is ended or they are gone because of something that they received as a gift. That is frightening. And by the way, here's what made it even more frightening. The next day, when I went to go get a copy of the PDF of this book, it was gone. It had been taken down. Now, that really frightened me. You know, I find this thing, I read this story, it's scary enough, and then the next day the thing's pulled down from the web. And I was at Office Depot, and they've got a great internet system. So that is frightening. That is petrifying when something that you're reading that is a little bit potentially could be true, since not, who knows? But then when it disappears, and then a second article that I had been reading disappeared as well the same day. That, I just put a bang on my wall, so I'll be careful about stories here. But the fact is, you've got to be careful. The real frightening things that can happen are much more terrible than the end of some bad guy. I mean, they just are. Joker's not very scary. You know, much violence, well, you know that's not true. But, you know, when people start disappearing because of things that they're involved in, that is what's scary. So that's just my two cents. It's what's really scary, the good-looking people and the folks that disappear for no reason at all, and then all of a sudden the articles disappear on them. So it just, it's frightening. So that's what's really scary. We need to address that. All right, I'll set up. I like to talk to you now. We're all laughing at me.
Wow.
I think we're just all thoroughly
scared. I'd be glad
right
they did not cheer.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh.
You want to repeat that?
That's great.
I think I'm just too petrified to talk.
I think my thoughts just disappeared.
Oh,
I gotta get my brain back to normal. I'm getting scared right now.
Okay.
Woo.
Easy come, easy go.
Oh my goodness.
Johnny, still there? Or are you disappearing?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just sitting here with my mouth wide open.
Well played. Well played.
And then you know what's really funny is 3.5 hours later, I'll say something like that and everybody will agree with me. Because we got Scary Cat at 2 a.m., we got Jen Crew, and I'm liable to say some kind of nonsense like that, and everybody's going to say, wow, man, yeah. So, I mean, just, I don't know.
like Ogre in the Revenge of the Nerds in Paradise, where he's smoking with the nerds in the campfire, and he says, what if cat means dog? Oh, far out, Ogre, yeah.
Wow.
It was Anna Nicole Smith that stole the magazine.
Yeah.
Oh, you did Bigfoot. Not. You did
she
not.
She was dressed as Bigfoot.
That was it.
Getaway driver.
Dave, you're never going to let that one die, are you?
She's been working out a lot, so she's going around calling herself the abdominal snowman.
Abdominal? Too much Thanksgiving turkey. Oh,
Lord.
Okay.
It is off the stinking rails.
But you know, going back to the original topic with the whole people getting upset about the whole Krampus thing, is that to a certain extent, Santa Claus is also a
jerk.
I dare not use the word pagan, but it's another created legend. So why does Santa Claus end up on a Coke can and Krampus ends up getting complaints to Dr. John's email?
He's a mean bastard.
Yeah.
Well,
they're
you
the
have
both
to remember,
the same.
Too, when people benefit from a story, they're going to be on board with however they're receiving.
That
so
is true.
If you know someone who is going through your neighborhood and stealing your stuff, but they randomly keep putting the most expensive things in your house, are you going to be like, hey, Popo, James across the street,
yeah,
he's stealing everybody's stuff in the neighborhood, but I received a big television? No. He's a hero. He brought you a TV because you were in need of a TV. Like, he's performing breaking and entering in every single house.
Right.
The difference is he's leaving something behind.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm glad Roddy Piper beat Santa Claus. I'm glad Roddy
right.
beat
Squidward
the crap out
said, of him. How am I supposed to celebrate a jolly prowler breaking into my house? I mean, it makes
right.
all the you know, sense in the world. I don't want the guy cruising and going down the chimney. That's another one. Who in the world got that thing going?
He sees you when you're
you
sleeping.
Know.
He knows when you're awake. Come on now. That's like a sting.
Big brother, man.
Happen.
Yeah, I've got
Big
some
brother.
Exes that are like that.
Oh, yeah, if you're the government, it's okay. But if you're the neighbor, then you get charged with stalking.
Right?
Exactly.
Exactly, right?
I'm just saying that for a friend.
And, you know,
and
they say that...
How can you get
you
his
know,
fat ass out down a chimney like that?
I don't get it. What kind of example are you setting right there? You know what I mean? They want to chastise other people for doing other things because it's a bad impression on kids. But you've got Santa's fat ass trying to squeeze down a 2x2 foot area.
Right.
That could
potentially be on fire.
How much for your women? How much for your children? Yeah.
And don't forget, he likes to sit those children on
John
his lap.
You, baby.
Strangers.
Oh, yeah.
And strange children. And he wants to pat his lap and have just random kids just sit on it. What kind of perv wants everybody to sit on their lap?
So what do you want for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
Put that in it.
Yeah.
Drive around in a panel van and say you got gifts for children. See how that works for you.
Yeah. With a bunch of flying reindeer. Okay.
Mm, somebody's on LSD.
What are they on? Yeah,
why
exactly.
Santa on the Amber Alerts?
Santa.
I hope he has some
child in danger.
Doors 8-tracks in his sleigh, you know. Straight acid trip looking at the reindeer, you know.
Santa
Riders
on diamond.
Stone. Yeah, I mean, it's,
mm-mm-mm.
Ain't none of us getting presents after this show, you know. Santa's listening. He's like, oh.
But
there'll be a dull thump at the door. There'll be
anyway.
Yeah, Krampus will be standing outside with a bag, just pointing in it, like, all right, Atwell, jump in. You know,
far out, man.
We listened to your show tonight. Get in the bag.
Look, dude. The way things are going, Krampus, if he keeps getting this kind of abuse, he's going to have to be applying for freaking government aid.
Well, think of it like this, okay? You've got Krampus, and let's just say Krampus is like the, you know, the parental figure in your life. And then you have that great Aunt Santa, and Aunt Santa will give you whatever you want and give you cookies and sugar and send you back home. But you've got the disciplinarian who happens to be Krampus and says, you know what, we don't do that. We brush our teeth. We don't misbehave. We tuck in our sheets at night. We
right.
You know, make our bed in the morning. Like, you have someone who is trying to make sure that you're a better person. Of course we're going to villainize that person because we want to do whatever it is we want to do, whenever it is we want to do it, and we want to get away with it. So if you look at it from the perspective, let's just say they are siblings and we are the quote-unquote kids. Like, obviously we're going to flock to the ones that give us presents all the time, not the ones who make us behave. So maybe
here's a cookie, little girl.
Yeah, maybe Santa's just a drunk guy who doesn't want to be responsible.
Immature, irresponsible opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's an immature, irresponsible opinion, is what I just heard.
Right.
Yeah, Krampus gets a bad rap because he's responsible. Doesn't that suck?
Exactly. He's the real world model.
Yeah. If you treat
negative
like
impact,
shit, you get thrown
back. Please.
And there's got to be a reason why he's decked out in the North Pole. You know what I mean? Because if you're doing that stuff somewhere in like Chicago or Los Angeles, the cops are going to get to you. So, you know, you go up there to the North Pole.
No way. He'd be elected mayor.
He's
yeah,
a charlatan. You know he's a charlatan. Total charlatan.
I bet he goes by the name Rahm Emanuel.
Yes. He's got the Mona Lisa on his wall.
Well, you know, it's like Frosty. Frosty, we've talked about that one before. I mean,
Frosty,
if you really...
Man, Frosty.
If you really break down the whole thing, first off, he goes to the school. He steals a hat, which brings him around. Okay. He steals the hat. All right. Then he goes in there and he creates. He attracts the children and guides them out of the school, creating truancy and everything else. Then they go into town, okay?
Uh-huh.
He's being a civilly disobedient, you know, when the cop says, stop, and he said, screw it, I'm still jaywalking, I'm getting it, you know, down through the village with a broomstick in his hand. He's inciting riots, running here and there all around the square. He's out there, you know,
right.
Again, could be public intoxication. And then he tells the cop, catch me if you can. That is evading arrest.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't Frosty in Scarface? Wasn't he in Scarface, Frosty?
Yeah, for just a brief second, you know.
Yeah, he was. He was a Scarface.
You know. Then
wow.
He takes the little girl into the and if you recall, the little girl ran off with him. So here we are, contributing to the delinquency of a minor. We're running off with small children, okay?
Potential
the youngin' got sick. If you remember correctly, she got ill. So we're also endangering this child's health, okay? The magician comes up and says, hey, I just want my effing hat. Can I have my hat? And who comes showing up shoving his weight around? Santa Claus does. You know what I mean? So
he's a gangster.
Yeah, here we go again.
You skipped the whole freaking train ride thing illegally.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Jumping the box cars, that could be very dangerous too for that child, you know.
Marlon
Brando forgot to be Santa Claus.
You have the menacing at the end when he says, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. That's menacing.
That's a threat.
He's communicating threats.
Yep. That's right.
That kid's going to be scarred.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to happen? That kid's going to need therapy and will be a ward of the state, which will affect our tax dollars again. I mean, this whole thing's a train wreck.
Notice Santa's got the big belt, right?
Right.
Hey. Just saying.
And they're all busting the magician's chops because the guy just wanted his hat back. It was his hat. The wind blew it off. It disrupted his ability to make a living because they wouldn't give him his damn hat back. Okay?
Oh, man.
Well, to be fair, though, an act of God is not covered under insurance.
Wait a minute. Santa's... garb, his hat, his coat, and his drawers. Is that real animal fur?
Have you seen an animal that color red?
That's right.
just a hint, glitter. They got a thing called dye.
Yeah, that's code for death. No flame.
Yes, and I do mean D-I-E.
You know,
that is true.
Papa Stro, I want to remind you about something. We were at an event, and Santa Claus there was about 29 years old, needed to shave, and was hanging all over one of the elves. And you wanted to try to get a picture of Dorothy with Santa. I know, and this Santa, this is about the worst example of a Santa I ever saw. You remember him, right?
Oh, yeah. He was petrified.
he was too scary.
Dorothy scared that poor boy to death. I still got the picture. It's great.
and I walked over to him. I'm trying to be nice.
Awesome.
By the way, thank you for taking that picture with Dorothy. That, that. And he started clutching on Miss Fortune's belt.
The look on his face. I couldn't stop laughing.
What a mess that was, I know, and just. We'd have never done that one, would we, Papa Stray?
Dorothy giggled all day about that. She knows the funniest thing ever.
So anyway, there's a lot to what we're talking about, and the whole point is there's the reality of what's bad, and I've got another story that came up this summer. There was a fella getting a caricature with his wife. Here, Myrtle Beach, and for some reason, I started talking about North Korea. He'd had a few drinks, and he started talking about being a spy in North Korea. And he talked about how petrified those kids are
of acting up lest they bring dishonor into their family and they all go into prison camp and get tortured for the rest of their lives. He said those kids have absolutely no childhood. I mean, you know, and boy, you can't really go around dishonoring the government there. They'll put you right into a torture camp. So, I mean,
are you saying the Kim family is the Krampus?
Do what?
The Kim family is the Krampus?
No, no, they're Santa. Remember, we already cleared this up. The Krampus.
Yeah. How do we know Santa is not abusing these elves? You know what I mean? The same way.
See?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I get it.
They wear somewhat the same outfit, just a different color.
Uh-huh. And they're forced to eat exactly what Santa says is appropriate to eat.
Right.
In the rations that Santa says it's okay to eat. And it's all for the greater good of other people.
I mean, at this point, I'm wondering why Mrs. Claus, after all these years, hasn't joined the Me Too movement.
Are we sure Mrs. Claus is real, or is it a figment of Santa's imagination?
Like Psycho, right?
Right. Like, maybe it's his mother in the North Pole.
Yes.
I think we have a really nice series of short films in the making, if it sounds like to me.
Really?
I'm still trying to figure out why Mrs. Claus lets Santa run off with a bunch of elves overnight once a year and never ask any questions about it.
Because she's not real.
Mm-mm.
Ah, good point. Maybe that's the case.
You know, Cheech and Chong tried to warn us that they were using magic dust to have the reindeer fly, right?
Well, I'm thinking he's got the rest of the year to pay for that one night. That would be normal in a marriage.
Well,
why do I hear Sam Kinison saying, come on, let me take my boys out for just one night?
We'll be back. Trust me.
Let's just be fair for a minute, though. Anybody who's ever been married knows you're not with anyone but your family the night of Christmas. So if he's out gallivanting with all his buddies, there's no paradise at home for him. So she's not real.
That's true. Oh, wait a minute, guys. Hold on a second. Okay,
here we go.
I'm looking at these Krampus images on Google, right? And there's actually one where Krampus is spanking some chick in underpants, and it says, for your sins. All of a sudden, he's my new hero.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she lets him go out on Christmas so that she can hook up with Krampus.
Maybe that's Mrs. Claus.
Hey, Krampus is a player, right? Hey, what can I say?
He sounds like he's very skilled.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Because across the top it says, for your sins, and then across the bottom in cursive is Krampus.
Oh! So he fornicates the Krampus out of her.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then there's another one here where this dude that looks like the Pope is holding a bag. Okay, I guess that's supposed to be Santa. Okay, my bad. That's supposed to be Krampus.
The Pope.
Ironically, Pope touches my little children, too.
I digress.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another story, right? Oh, man.
My eyes ain't what they used to be. My bad. That was
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
The Pope, St. Patrick, Santa, whatever.
Yeah.
I think we've really worked this thing out. I think we've realized Krampus and Santa are brothers, and Mrs. Claus sends Santa out to get a little Krampus on the side.
Yeah,
Emperor
Krampus
Palpatine
gets all the action, though.
Emperor Palpatine,
so,
the Pope.
So, you're saying that Mrs. Claus is a ho-ho-ho.
I wouldn't say she's a ho-ho-ho, but she does like to get her fun while the daddy takes the sleigh by the ray. So.
Well, secondly, our series of mini films have turned into an action flick. Oh, my goodness. We did not go down this road.
I have to be PC for just a second, but I think I'm going to have to be PC for a second. Mrs. Claus can't be a hoe because if she's only sleeping with Krampus, there's no way she's sleeping with Santa. I mean, he probably hasn't even seen his junk in years, let alone her finding it. So maybe
yeah,
that's
he's
the
pretty
only
fat.
Way she gets all year. Yeah, exactly. Maybe she's not a hoe. Maybe she just has needs.
Needs,
would
yes.
Would you want to sleep with Santa? Doubtful.
Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. They talk about the dad bods now, so I mean.
Yeah, she's got to get a freak on with Krampus.
That's right. He's skinny, too, you know, and he's got a forked tongue. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Here's another picture of Krampus holding his crotch saying, Krampus is coming.
Oh,
not
no.
yet.
I should have never Googled this stuff.
My goodness,
I like the way all the St. Nicholas
oh,
ones
John.
Look like the Pope, though.
Hey, John, have fun editing this broadcast, because I'm just saying.
What kind of direction did we go on, guys? Oh, my God. Wow.
What is the nifty stuff?
She referenced that pork tongue. What is it? All I could think of is Earth Girls Are Easy. That movie with the aliens.
That was such a stupid movie, but yes.
And in a lot of these pictures, Krampus is carrying like a straw broom. I don't know what significance that has, but.
Hey, look,
oh, I can tell
God.
You, but I'm
gonna stop y'all right now. Here I am trying to talk about legitimate scary things, and Dave wants to pin that darn Anna Nicole thing on me. And now you guys are going down this road, and you were just giving me a fit earlier for me just trying to bring it up. I'm scared. This guy, oh come on, okay.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
Oh, here's a picture of him roasting heads on a barbecue. That's cool.
Roasting heads. Oh, my side hurts.
That's because you're not drinking any water, so you're getting side Krampus.
Oh, yeah, the side Krampus, yes.
If I was Aquafina, I would create a character called Krampus and say, if you don't drink enough Aquafina, you will get leg Krampus. And then that'll
oh,
be like their little slogan.
Look, I
think I'm
oh, man, I here. Started the dad jokes. That's all my fault. Sorry.
The Krampus.
Right. I do that.
They can have
the
Captain Crunch.
Jokes.
They can definitely have the leg Krampus.
Oh, Captain Crunch. If he changes
oh, yeah.
out there, he could be Santa.
They sure could. He's got the same colors.
See, Captain Crunch is another one. He's not a legit pirate. You know what I mean? There's never really been any clarification on his character either. And Todd, you'll appreciate this. I showed the guys over there at work, a couple of them. You know the trick that I do with the Sharpie? When you grab
hey,
like a box
this
of
is
cereal,
a family show.
And now here's
oh,
the homework
God,
assignment,
really?
Kids. You take a box
yeah,
of Fruit
Loops. That's what he calls it. He calls it his Sharpies, by the way. Anyhow, go
that's
on.
That's right.
Put some hair in your
and a box of Captain Crunch, okay.
Take a box of Captain Crunch or Fruit Loops or something like that. Okay.
Loops,
take
man.
A look at the character
oh,
on the front
yeah.
and simply take the black Sharpie and draw a black V in between the eyes. And now all of a sudden, Captain Crunch has turned into Captain Crunch, the
Pennywise?
Bad pirate. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? That little bad guy V eyebrow thing? It's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There's a picture of a little Cinnamon Toast Crunch looking in the bowl, and he's licking his lips like, oh, wow, I'm getting ready to get – you put that little V between his eyes, he's like looking in there going, I'm going to eat you pricks. I'm going to tear you. All of a sudden, he turns into Buffalo Bill. You know, it's
Time to walk the plank, kitties.
That's right. So if you're in a grocery
put the lotion
store
on
tomorrow,
the
make sure to carry a Sharpie.
Put the
lotion
on
the cereal.
Yeah. There isn't a picture of an avocado over there at work right now that doesn't have the
avocado toast.
Avocado
toast, yes.
So,
millennial
yeah.
food. Right. Awesome.
Not like the evil avocado, you know.
So, John, I'm going to go on record right now and say I apologize that we have Krampus your style and overtaken the show tonight.
Listen, as a journalist, I am thrilled. You guys have been great. I mean, this has been so much fun. We had a good topic. We've got a bunch of people that really care about what they've got to say. You put up with me being just the boring dude here. You know, but it's been fun. And that's what this is all about. You know, it's all about taking a topic and exploring it and trying to see where we can go with it. And I don't know. I think I've heard a lot. Maybe I've heard some of this banter before. It has to do with, you know, Santa being the bad guy and Dorothy being the bad guy and all that. But I hadn't heard about it in a long time. And it's been entertaining. It's been a lot of fun. So, I mean, I think everybody, I mean, we've done a good job. I mean, that's why I have you folks here, is because we've got some decent opinion. We work really hard. We try to represent our thoughts well, and I like it. And that's getting real serious about this show. I think it's great. I think we work hard, and we got to do it again. So, I mean, yeah, that's the whole point. So, no, Liz, you're wrong. You haven't taken over. We've had fun. We've had a good time.
You know how they were talking about how you play the Beatles albums backwards that has satanic messages in it? Well, if you look at Krampus and spell it backwards, it actually spells, "Sup, Mark?"
I bet that's his name.
Yes.
What is it? Dave, what is that?
No. Krampus.
Sup, Mark.
You know, that's funny. That's how I greet my brother when I call him. Sup, Mark? My God, my brother is a Krampus.
So that makes
who
would have
thought?
And he would have got away with it had it not been for us meddling kids, you know?
he's a red herring.
Son of a... That explains why I'm so sentimental. 10% semi, 90% mental.
All right. Well, I tell you what.
Like football.
I tell you what. Here's what I'd like to do, because we're getting close to the witching hour. We've got 6 minutes left. I want everybody to have 1 minute to do a plug or say something that they'd like to, and then I want to suggest that before Christmas, Liz Brackett and everybody, all the Comic-Con stars that are on here, can we all get together and have another round of another great topic? Liz, will you come back with us before Christmas?
I would love it.
Awesome.
We'd be glad to have you, and we'll come up with a good topic, and we'll hash it around. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give everybody 1 minute. Because then after that, I'll have 1 minute to say what's going on here, and then we'll have to go on to Never Neverland. So I'm going to start with, all right, Todd, what you got to plug?
You know what? I'm going to plug Liz, because this has been a ton. It's been so much fun. I can't stand it. We went off the rails tonight in a really good way, and thank you for tolerating, dealing, and even more, encouraging and enabling us. Oh, good grief, because, yeah, thanks, because, our crew is a hot mess. So thanks for dealing with us. I'm grateful.
Liz, don't encourage them now. You're encouraging, man. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. Don't be a crunk. Don't be a crunkness now.
Crumpus. Right. Yeah.
Crumpus. Don't be him. Right, Crumpus. That's it.
No, don't be Crumpus.
Well, Mark.
Well, Mark.
Mark.
All right. Seeing as the guy's voice, hey, what have you got to plug in your minute?
Oh man, real quick, just plug in my favorite 2 weeks of the year. I'm currently going through. I celebrated my 20th wedding anniversary with my lovely wife Dale. On that, I appreciate it. On the 17th.
Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you. Spent a wonderful Thanksgiving with my folks and you know, Rob and Dale over there. And then, of course, Misty, the show Crashing Mastiff, turned 3 Monday. And then Dale and Rob share a birthday Monday. And I won't mention her age, but my son is a robust 21 or 20 years old right now. And fills in a double X shirt. And very proud of the young man. So every year I get treated to a 2 week just celebration of family and everything. And best time of the year for me. So indeed, getting my way through it and having the best time. So here's to another year of the same thing, and hoping I have many more in the future. You know,
rock on, brother.
As Charles Dickens would say, as Dickens didn't say, these are the best of times, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, good. Well, thank you for that reflection. Liz, our guest, who will be back on within the next 4 weeks, what have you got to plug for us?
I think I just want to start out by saying I have missed you guys, and I did not know just how much I've missed you guys until tonight. Just cutting loose and letting go. This has been a fantastic evening. You know, my work schedule is so crazy that I can't guarantee when I am and when I'm not working, because working in reality TV, you never know, mm-hmm. which is part of the reason why I haven't been back. But I'm so thankful to be able to have this opportunity with you guys. And as long as I don't work, I will be on the show, because you guys make it worth it, man. You guys make my Thursday nights amazing.
Thank you. We missed you too.
Thank you. Good to have you aboard.
We are
yeah.
humbled.
Liz, we are humbled. You're just,
uh-huh.
See, we're just, Liz, you're just the queen of sparkle. You just are. And so thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Papa Stroh, Maestro of Wrestling, one of the biggest stars I ever met. You always have the right things to say. So what is your sign off for the week on Pop Culture
Well,
stars?
First off, I just want to reiterate what everybody said tonight. You guys are just freaking awesome. And I couldn't be happier to be with a better bunch of people than you guys here in the podcast, for sure. Thank you also to Green Arrow Films and the Yollywood Film Festival showing my film documentary today, The Maestro, in Atlanta, Georgia. Much props, much thanks to you guys. Of course, I'll be with you, Dr. John, for the Camden Comic-Con in Camden, South Carolina this weekend. Looking forward to that. And Charles Dickens. And starring as the Christmas Ghost in the Christmas Story reenactment. Looking forward to that. Also, December 16th, I will be at Concord, North Carolina, Embassy Suites for the Charlotte Comic-Con. Of course, I think, yeah, Dr. John, you'll be at that as well. But for all the latest on TV, wrestling, film, and merchandise, go to my official website, thestro.com, Facebook at Stro the Maestro, Twitter at Sign the Stro, Instagram at Stro Maestro, on Patreon, show some love, at patreon.com/PapaStro, and on YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel, two words in the YouTube search, first word Stro, last word Maestro.
Thank you, sir. And I will say quickly, Jim Cruz of the She Squatchers on ScaryCast tonight, 2 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. Pacific, Papa Stro with Pop Culture. I'll be interviewing Jim along with Devin Tate. Thank you. We love you all. We'll see you next week on Pop Culture Stars.
Big hug, Screw.
Right. Hey, good night, everybody. All right.